Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Yeah. My soul says yeah, my soul says yeah, my soul says yeah, my soul says, yeah, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for your unmerited favor and your consistent love. We thank you, God, that every single morning that we rise, we understand that your mercies are new every single morning because you are great, you are faithful, you are just, you are a merciful God. You are a long-suffering God. You are a patient God. And you do all of this because you love us. The Bible tells us in that while we were yet in sin, you allowed your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. He became that perfect sacrifice. So instead of us having to die, instead of us having to die for sin because the wages of sin is death, but instead Jesus took our place. He took our place on the cross so that we can be covered by the blood. And that blood was shed so that our sins may be remitted. His blood was shed that our sins may be washed white as snow. His blood was shed that we might have life, and life that more abundantly. So with all of my heart, God, and all of my mind this morning, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your unmerited favor. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for allowing me to rise this morning in my right mind. For it was not me that called myself this morning to rise, but you called me. You called me by my name. And you breathed the breath of life into me, God, because when I sleep, I don't have a clue what's going on. I don't know what's going on around me. But your presence and your goodness and your mercy, they encamp round about me. Oh, God, you keep me all day and all night. You bless me and you watch over me. And you keep on doing that over and over again, day by day. You keep blessing me. And so I thank you for last night's slumber. I can't take it for granted, God, that you blessed me, God, but I want to say thank you. I don't want to take any of your grace, any of your mercy for granted. So every single day, Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you have done. And thank you for allowing me to have another chance to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. I pray, oh God, this day that you would order my footsteps, Lord, that you would touch us and lead us and guide us and bless us and rain on us, God, as we have many tasks ahead of us today. And before I ask or before I pray for those different events, Lord, that we'll be attending, Lord, I just want you to prepare us to be a sanctuary. Lord, I read this morning, God, about Paul. He was talking about, God, having so much joy in the work of God, in the salvation that is in the people. But he mentioned, Lord, that he needs your spirit, God. His words were not enough. His words were not enough to do what needed to be done. His words were not enough, oh, God, to be able to keep the people, to be able to transform the people, to be able to renew the people. But he said in his word, Lord, he said, Lord, he needs your spirit. We need your spirit to make us holy and acceptable to an awesome and a mighty God. God, you are so great and you're so mighty. And you're looking for people that will worship you in spirit and in truth. You're tired of the times and the days, Lord, where people will worship you facetiously. Oh, God, ritual, oh, God, and to do those things, God, and not have our worship and our praise come from the heart, Lord. This is the very day. This is the very time where you're looking for people to worship you in spirit and in truth, not just when we come into the doors of the church, Lord. Not, oh God, just when we come and visit a service, Lord, but when we rise in the morning, you're looking for people that will worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, as we go throughout our day. You are looking for a people that will worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord. When we come home in the evening, you're looking for a people that will worship you in spirit and in truth. You are looking for those that are willing to be set aside for your glory, God. Set ourselves aside from the cares of this world. Set ourselves aside, God, from the foolishness of this world. Set ourselves aside from the foolishness of life and to seek you, God. Oh, God, in season, out of season, when things are good, when things are bad, on the mountaintops and the valleys, Lord, you are looking for a people that will serve you and will worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, and so it's not impossible for us to be able to do that. But God, for that to occur, we need for you to make us holy and acceptable before you. God, yes, that's our reasonable service. Well, he told us in Romans 12 that he begged the people to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and that's acceptable. But God, we only can do that if you do the sanctifying. We only can do that if you do the cleansing. We only can do that if you wash away every crimson stain. We only can do that, God, if you renew our strength and renew our minds and renew our hearts and renew our actions, Lord. We only can do that, God, if you keep us and present us faultless before you, Lord. We only can do that, God, if you make us transform, if you transform us by the renewing of our mind. Make us holy, oh God, today. In the mighty
mighty name of Jesus. And so, and that means that if there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, we plead the blood even now, Lord. What can wash away sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The flow, oh God, it's precious, Lord. The blood, oh God, it still washes white as snow. The blood, it still has not lost any of its power. When it was shed back on Calvary, it still has the same power today. And so, God, we need you to wash us in the blood, to cleanse us from the very crowns of our heads to the very soles of our feet, Lord, to make us holy, to make us acceptable, to make us presentable before you. God, do it for your glory, God. Wash us and touch us even now, Lord. Holy Ghost, have your way, Lord. And that's why I know I messed up the transition to the soul, but that's why I said my soul says yes. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, because I want to submit my whole life, my whole way, all of my thoughts, all of my actions, all of my speeches, all of my words, God, I want them to be holy, to be acceptable. And so I submit myself to you. I give myself away. I give my mind away. I give my heart away over to you, for you are the potter. You are the clay. And we desire to be the vessels that you need us to be today. And so, God, if there's anything inside of us that's unlike you, clean, oh, God, us up even now. Clean up these temples, Lord. Clean up these vessels of honor, Lord, these vessels that you have made for honor, Lord. Everything that's in us, God, oh, God, clean it up. I'll uproot everything that's unlike you, Lord. We plead the blood even now to wash and cleanse not just the inside, but when you purify the inside, Lord, you make the outside right as well. Too many times, God, we find ourselves focusing on our external, God, beauty, Lord, when our internal, God, life is just unacceptable. It's filthy. It's stained, God. It's corrupt, Lord. And so, God, we want you to completely make us over again, God, inside and out. And as you clean on the inside, God, you will continue to work on the outside. You will perform a change. Oh, what a change, the songwriter said. You have done inside of me. Make my word, oh God, acceptable before you, Lord. Make my thoughts, oh God, acceptable before you, God, and be pleasing to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, so I must put more of you inside of me, because what's inside of me is what shall come out of me. It's not what externally, Lord, that defiles the man, God, it defiles our bodies, but it's what's inside of us, God, and make us holy inside and out in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we may think on those things that are lovely, that we may think on those things that are pure, that we may think on those things that are of a good report, Lord. If there any virtue, your word says, if there be any praise, think on these things. Make us whole inside and out, God, that we may be holy and acceptable. I want to be holy. I want my ways, oh God, to be holy and acceptable to you. Holy means set apart, God. Set apart for your goodness. Sanctified, Lord. Oh God, clean, oh God. Not filthy, not stained. Holy, oh God, and unique, Lord. Holy, I want to be holy. And then not only do I want to be holy, Lord, I want to be acceptable. That means my ways please you, Lord. That my thoughts please you, Lord. That you are approving me, Lord. That when I come by, oh God, and I make my praise glorious, God, it brings a smile on your face, Lord. When you hear my name, God, you'll be willing to say, have you considered my servant Eugene, Lord? I want to be acceptable to you, God. Everything that I do, everywhere that I go, everything that I say, everything that I think, oh God, everything that I, and all of my actions, Lord, I desire for them to be holy and acceptable unto you. So, God, I need you to lead and guide and direct me, Lord, because in my flesh there is no good thing, Lord. There is no goodness. The things that I know that I should be doing, God, I find myself not doing. You know, things that I find myself not doing, oh, God, I should be doing, Lord, because Paul said there's a war going on in our flesh, Lord. And if we don't understand that there's a war going on in our flesh, Lord, then we can't present ourselves holy and acceptable unto you. But God, as we war, God, today, help us to understand that we're not warring against flesh and blood, but that we're warring against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, God. It's not me, God, oh God, but it's something inside of me, God. It's not someone anyone else, Lord, but it's something working on the inside of them, God. So we plead the blood even now, Lord, that you cast the devil out of the minds of the people, Lord. Cast the devil out of the wheels, oh God, and cast the devil out of the way. We do too much fighting, Lord, on things that are external. When instead of fighting with our physical bodies and our physical actions, fighting with our words, oh God, to degrade and demean, Lord, we should be fighting in the spiritual realm and find ourselves fasting. God, I want to say thank you for the time of fasting yesterday. Oh God, we find ourselves praying, Lord. You tell us that men ought to always pray and not faint. God, we have the weapons. We should be reading your word, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and your word is a light unto our pathways. It's your word, God, that we can hide in our heart that we may not sin against thee, which means we won't sin against anyone else as well. Because if we are acceptable to you, oh God, then we'll be acceptable to those that are around us, God. If our ways pleases God, he will even make our enemies, oh God, to be at peace with us. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, because we want to be at a point of peace. Oh God, understanding, yes, there is trials and tribulations that comes our way. But God, if we please you, God, no matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. It just will not work. And every word that tries to rise up against us, oh God, we can put it under subjection. We can cast it down, because our ways will be pleasing unto you, God. Our thoughts and our actions will be pleasing unto you, God. Our life. Oh God, the things that we say, the places that we go will be pleasing to you, that we may represent you fully everywhere we go. So that's why I ask God, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. A sanctuary, Lord, is a place, oh God, that can be inhabited, oh God. It's a place of safety, Lord. Oh God, it's a place of peace, a place of joy. It's a place of deliverance, a place of restoration, a place of healing in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a place, oh God, where it's enough room for many people to be in a sanctuary, God. It's not just, oh God, a church, but a sanctuary is a grand edifice, Lord. And I want to be grand before you, Lord, today. I want my praises to be so that you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people. So that means we must go around throughout the day and making a joyful noise unto you. We must go about our day to praise you at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times, David said. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. God, I desire that our praises be so, that your glory will come in and fill each and every one of our sanctuaries. I ask God to make us holy and acceptable, because we understand, God, your spirit won't dwell in an unclean temple. You can't do it, Lord. And I know that's not biblically, we don't have a scripture that actually says that, Lord. But you said, what fellowship does darkness have with light? What fellowship does unclean have with clean? And everything that has defined you, Lord, everything that your word declares about you is that you're holy, that you're acceptable, that you're clean, that you are white as snow. And so, God, you don't have any fellowship with those things that are opposite of your character, of your DNA. So, God, make us reflect you in the mighty name of Jesus, because we can't live without your glory, Lord. We can't make it without your glory. Lord, we can't move forward without your glory, Lord. Without the presence of the Almighty King living inside of us, we cannot be holy and acceptable. Without you dwelling in us, breathing light into us, breathing strength in us, reviving us, and sending a refreshing, and sending a renewal, and sending light. And without you, God, we are nothing. We will fail. We will come up short in every area of life, in every desire of life. We will come up short. So make us a sanctuary, God, today. Cast out everything that's unlike your Lord. Uproot everything that's unlike your Lord, that does not reflect you, that does not epitomize you, that will make you look down of us or turn away from us. Take not thy presence away from me. God, please don't take your spirit away. David said, cast me not away from thy presence.
Please don't take your spirit away from me. Return unto me the joy of my salvation. And David said, because I want to worship you. I want to magnify you. I want to glorify. I want you to come in and I want you to inherit my praises. Glory to your name, Lord. So God, prepare me to be a place where you can come in and you can take hold and up, I mean, and take root, Lord, that you can, oh God, put in a foundation, God, a place of stability, God, a place of sanctification, God, a place of holiness. Make me into that vessel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that I may be acceptable and holy before you. Because as long as you're with me, God, nothing can will be able to stop me. Nothing will be able, Lord, to stop me from moving forward in you. And so, God, we thank you for this morning. Lots been on my mind this morning. We've had a lot of things go on this week. But I thank you, Lord, because I understand that all things work together for the good of those that love you. And I know with all of my heart, with all of my mind, that I love you today. I magnify you, Lord. I glorify you. You bring me joy. You are the greatest thing in the world, God. Nothing else pleases me. Nothing else satisfies me like you do. You breathe in life, Lord. You breathe in strength, Lord. You breathe in hope, Lord. And when things seem like it is hopeless, Lord, you remind me that there is hope, God. When I expect to have one reaction, Lord, you show me that there is another way to react, God, that will be pleasing to you and acceptable to you, Lord. Oh, God, bless us and touch us even now, God, that we may have an imagination to not find ourselves walking by sight, but to walk by faith. It's without faith, it's impossible to please you, Lord. It's our desire, God, to be pleasing to you in every area of our lives. So help us to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us and give us the visionary minds, Lord, to see your glory, God, and to see the plans that you're working out on our behalf, Lord. We want to have an imagination that pleases you, Lord. Ah, God, I want to say thank you, Lord. An imagination to be able to dream big dreams, God, to go think see the invisible, oh, God, to believe the impossible, God. Oh, God, to believe that you're able to do anything but fail. God, open up our minds and open up our understanding and open up our expectations to believe that you have great things in store for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word says you know the thoughts that you think towards me. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give me and expect it in. But I must have an imagination, God, to be able to believe that you have an expected in for me. And I want to see, God, that the greatness that you have in store for me, God. I want to see, Lord, oh God, in my sanctified mind, the doors that you already have begun to open, God. I want to see, God, oh God, the great things that you have in store for me. You said in the last days you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. God, those are speaking things that are not as though they were. Young men would dream dreams. Dreams are things that may have been in the past, God, but you put dreams for us to be able to see our future. Old men shall see visions, Lord. Visions, oh God, of things that have not even come to pass yet, Lord. Oh God, but you show the people, God, you show the old men, oh God, visions, oh God, of things to come, God. Oh God, send down your dreams, oh God, today. Send down the visions, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Send down the prophecies even now in this place in the mighty name of Jesus. That's an imagination, God, for us to see, God, the great things that you have in store for us, but God, also to avail ourselves, oh God, to take you up out of the box and believe that you can do even things that we cannot even imagine, Lord. We have difficulties in our finances, God. I can see the day where your people will be debt-free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Student loans gone, God. Oh, God, financial instability gone. God, I can see it in the future, Lord, because I understand that we look much better in our future than we look right now, God. Children, oh, God, to be saved. The entire family, Lord, will be saved, God. I understand that it may not be so right now, but I have the imagination, God, to believe that you're able to do it, and if I remain steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in your word, God, you will do the work, God.
single one of these seats, Lord. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men. What good things, God, you have in store for them that fear you, Lord. And I fear you, God, today. I am nothing without you. You are my everything, God. And so I believe that you're able to do things that blow my mind, Lord. I even see even now, God, oh, God, that great worship center that you have for us, Lord, where we're working in this community, Lord. I see us in this community, God, doing things, oh, God, that others are not thinking about doing, serving this community with food, serving this community with clothes, oh, God, serving this community with prayer. Oh, God, I see it, God, I can imagine it even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, God, I want an imagination that pleases you. And that imagination is to know that, God, you're able to do any and everything that I need for you to do. And not only are you able to do any and everything that I need you to do, you are able to do any and everything that my neighbor needs for you to do. In the name of Jesus. Because it's not just about me. But God, it's about my neighbor. It's about my brother. It's about my sister, Lord. We're all standing in the need of prayer. And we want you to consider us, Lord. We want to be considered by you, Lord. Every trial and every tribulation and every circumstance that comes our way, oh, God, it's a stepping stone to take us higher in you in the mighty name of Jesus. And so it goes all the way back to my initial plea, Lord, make us a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true, that we may be a place where people can come and get the answer about you, that we present ourselves so that people will come and say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, God, that we will be the lights that you call for us to be. And so now, God, you're reminding me about every single one of the last couple of messages that we just had about being a light in this dark and dreary world and understanding that you can and that you will, God. I believe that you can. I know that you can. Without a shadow of a doubt, God, you can make me a light. Oh, God, and you can make me a vessel of honor, and you can make me holy and acceptable before you, that I may declare your word, that men might be saved, that women might be saved, that this house may be filled, that there is peace in the land, and that you will reign on your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We have several things and activities, God, that are on our schedule, on our plate, Lord. And God, we need your strength. And then we also need you to refresh us. We need your strength, God, to fight the battle, God, that is ahead. I'm on my way, oh God, to support our bishop, my pastor, oh God, in St. Louis, Lord. And I need you to give me the strength to pray and intercede on his behalf, Lord, that he will preach with power and clarity, God, under your anointing, Lord, that men's lives will be changed, Lord, that words, oh God, will change lives in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will continue to anoint him, God, and strengthen him and encourage him and revive him and refresh him in the mighty name of Jesus. Strength for the battle at hand, but a refreshing, oh God, to give life, oh God, forevermore in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Lady McCowan and Mother McCowan and Crystal, oh God, are heading to the state women's convention. Oh God, Mother Nellie Towns needs our prayer. She needs us to intercede for her. She needs us to pray, God, that your will might be done in her life in the mighty name of Jesus, that she will continue to walk, oh God, in your glory, oh God, that she will be the vessel that you have called for her to be. Oh God, it's a time of spiritual warfare that we must find ourselves praying and interceding on behalf of our leaders because they need our prayers, Lord. They need our hope, oh God, in you, Lord. They need the strength, God, that you can give, God. Oh, God, in the midst of these trials, in the midst of these situations, in the midst of life, Lord, we must undergird our leaders to pray for them, to bless them, to pour life into them, to give them strength, to uphold their arms. And so we do that for our leaders today, Bishop Ted G. Thomas and Mother Nellie Towns. We pray for their strength today. And we not only want you to do strength, because I keep being reminded about Lady McCowan's words on Sunday, her inspirational message. Lord, we keep asking for strength, and you keep supplying strength.
But, God, what we need for you to do is to send a rain, Lord. Send a refreshing rain, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. And then it goes all the way back around to, Lord, make us a sanctuary where, God, you can rain your spirit in, God, and your spirit can come in and abide and take up residence, Lord. Hallelujah. We want you to take up residence, Lord, to fill our cups in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift our hands, or even right now, God, in the sanctuary. Oh, God, fill our cups even now where they are, our bishop and our supervisor. Fill our cups even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that's under the sound of our voice this morning during this early morning prayer, oh, God, and those that may hear the recording later on, fill the cups even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Send a restoring rain right now, Lord. Send a renewing rain right now, Lord. Send a refreshing rain right now, Lord. Breathe on them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory, God, fill the room even now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory, God, overwhelm their presence right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, because, God, that's the type of God that we serve. A God that sends the rain, Lord. We have planted seeds, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And only those that have planted seeds desire for the rain to come, Lord. We have sown seeds of prayer, Lord. We have sown seeds of commitment, Lord. We have sown seeds of obedience and fasting. We have sown seeds, Lord, and we need you to send the rain, Lord. We pray for our family, Lord. We pray for our loved ones, Lord. We pray for our children, Lord. We pray, God, for our finances, God. We pray for our co-workers, Lord. Send the rain, God, that there may be a harvest, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will get the increase, Lord. Send the rain even now, Lord. Let us remind us, oh God, that our labor is not in vain. That everything that we've tilled the ground, we've tilled that ground, Lord. And many of our situations, our ground tilling is really rough, Lord. We have some really hard ground that we had to break through, but Lord, we've continued to labor before you, Lord. Send the rain even now, God. Send a refreshing, a renewing, a reviving, restoring rain even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory, God, let your glory rain even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that you may be pleased with us, God. Hallelujah. That we may be holy and acceptable unto you. We can't do it in this flesh. We won't allow this flesh to get any of your glory, God. But all the glory, hallelujah, all the honor, it belongs to you. So fill our cups even now, Lord. Fill the cups of your people. Fill the hearts of your people with all of your goodness, with all of your mercy, with all of your grace, all of the favor that you have for us today. There is an expected end for us today. And as we go to our different destinations, you have an expected end for us. Let our ways be pleasing unto you, Lord. Our thoughts and our actions to be pleasing unto you. I want to put a smile on your face this day, Lord. Yesterday is past, and I did everything I could to make you smile yesterday. I did everything I could on Sunday to make you smile, but that has nothing to do with today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And so, God, we want you to order our footsteps, make us into the sanctuary that we need to be, that your spirit will be able to dwell in us and make us into the vessels, oh, God, of honor that you see us as. Make our walk right before you. Make our ways right before you. Make our actions and our heart right before you so that we may please you and that you may receive the glory. And it's not about us, as I said. We pray for our leaders, Lord. We pray for men in high places, Lord, that they would know you in the pardon of their sins. We pray for the president even now, Lord. We pray for those in the White House right now. We pray for those in Congress right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Save, Lord. Save and deliver and set free, Lord. We pray for the state houses and the county offices, Lord, and the city offices, Lord. All of those in places and positions of power, we pray for their salvations, that they may know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord. We pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. We pray for the general board, God. Let there be peace on the board in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the church of God in Christ, Lord, during this election season where people do foolish things, God, just to get a seat on a board or a position in this church. God, let us go chase after you that you may receive the glory. Oh, God, you told us the least among us, oh, God, will be the greatest, God, because the least are looking to serve and not to be served, God. Uproot the spirit of selfishness, God. Uproot the spirit, oh, God, of ego, God. Remove, oh, God. Uproot, God, the spirit, oh, God, of selfishness in the midst of these people, in the midst of us as well, so that we can be holy and acceptable in all our ways. We acknowledging you, and not acknowledging ourselves, but acknowledging you so that you may direct our pathways, all our footsteps, Lord, today. Let your will be done in our lives. Bless our leaders, traveling mercies as we travel to our different destinations today. Victory, God. Victory in you, Lord. The expected end that you have for us today, each and every day that you bless us to see. Peace in our homes, Lord. Peace in our minds, Lord. Send the rain, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace in our finances. Peace in our bodies, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare healing, Lord. Send the rain even now, Lord. Rain that washes away sickness, Lord. Rain that washes away anything that's unclean around us or in us, Lord. Send the rain even now, Lord. Rain, oh God, and bring about the light that we need to bring a harvest, oh God, for the seeds that we have planted. Anoint us for this day. Use us for your glory. Be pleased with us in everything that we say and everything that we do. Don't want anything to be done in vainglory. But as we strive to be vessels that are holy and acceptable, as we move forward in our day-to-day journeys, Lord, to be vessels of honor and not vessels of honor. Our sole mission, Lord, is to bring you glory, to bring you honor, and to make you proud of us, to be pleased with us in every area of our lives. So, God, order the footsteps of your people today. For the steps of a good man and a good woman are ordered by the Lord. We can't do it without you. No matter what our goals are, no matter what our aspirations are, no matter what our hope is or may be, none of it can come to fruition without you. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are the first and you are the last. You are the source, oh God, and you are the ending. So lead us, oh God, this day. Direct us. David said, lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though we may walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear. Because God, you are with us. Make us holy. Make us acceptable to this day. Bless those, oh God, that will remain here to continue on the ministry. Thank you for those that you sent my way. Thank you for those that you stirred in their hearts to join into this ministry. God, our growth is coming. I mean, it's going. Not coming, it's going, it's occurring, God. I thank you for the new growth that has already stated that it wants to be coming this way. I thank you for the life that you continue to send into this church and the laborers that you send into this ministry, Lord. I pray that you give me wisdom on how to lead them, how to guide them, how to direct them, how to continue to point them to you in every area of their lives. Help me to be the leader that you've called for me to be in this last and evil day. Give me the words to preach the gospel in season and out of season, Lord. And I have no doubt, God, that you have been doing that. We have had wonderful services over the past couple of weeks, God, months. You've been moving in this place. And, God, it's amazing how you continue to take us higher and higher in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for each and every member of Praise Center. I'm out of my time, Lord, but you know the names. You know those that are faithful. You know those that are unfaithful, Lord. I place them into your hands. I can't do anything, oh God, but trust you that you are in control. Bless us even now as a body, Lord. Make us one. Make us unified. Because where we are unified, God, we are strong, Lord. That was a part of the message on Sunday as well. The people were unified and had an imagination to build, Lord. Make us unified, Lord, and give us an imagination to build, Lord. Oh, God, wherever you plant us, that's where you've made it for us to build. And you plant us here at 17948 Fraley Boulevard in the city of Dunford. To build, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless everything that we put our hands to do here at Praise Center. Bless the pastors of this area, my friends, Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Pastor Herschel Chenault. God, we pray for my dear brothers, those in the Great Northern District, God, Superintendent Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Hackett, Lord, Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, Pastor William Cornick. Lord, I pray for my brothers in the gospel this day. I pray for the pastors of the state of Virginia, Lord, the historic first jurisdiction, and then all of the jurisdictions, the pastors of churches in this area, God, in this state. I pray for your people. Help us to remain steadfast in prayer, for you called us to pray. You called us to pray, if my people, which have been called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then you'll hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sins. You'll heal our land. And that's the time we need today, that we must be about praying. So continue to help us to remain steadfast in prayer, consistent and fervent in prayer, so that your will might be done in our lives and that we may be pleasing to you. Holy and acceptable is what we long to be. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Amen.